Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Monday, February 19th. It is George Washington's birthday, a.k.a. President's Day, and I have no idea if anybody is out there listening because I cannot log into the Blog Talk studio, so I can't see the switchboard. There's a big message comes up, says, oops, website under maintenance. Our engineers are working hard. We'll be back online shortly. So I'm going to try to see if anybody can hear me because I was able to call in, but I am not able to open the switchboard, so I can't see who all is out there. So let me know if in fact you are out there. Some of you who know my number, you can send me a quick text and let me know if you can see it or not. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? And then I'll keep talking if you can. If you can't hear me, I will hang up and we'll have to reschedule. Because, like I say, something is going on here because I cannot log in to get to the switchboard to log in to see if anybody's out there, even though it did let me call in and it sounds like it started the show. But we will go on and I'm going to act like you can hear me. And we'll find out if I get any response here from some people sending me some text messages or something. Okay, the American Creed, something I frequently read on the show. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived by the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon the principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. This was by William Tyler Page. And the other thing that I say just about every week now, I love my country. It's my government I am afraid of. And I'll tell you, this government is getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And let's see if anybody, I just attempted to log on again and it's still not letting me. Let's see if anybody has sent me an email back responding that they can't see anything or hear anything or whatever. And depending on how this all goes as to how long I'll keep going here. There's all sorts of crazy stuff going on, and we truly are. I mean, there's some kind of global revolution happening. There's obviously stuff happening here, what's going on. But I'm telling you, the Republican Party is the enemy, too. People got to understand, the two parties are so corrupt, so the uniparty, so entangled. It's you have a small handful of people that are out there that are of any what I would call ethics or decency. There's just very few of them. And I'm going to make the statement, which I made a few years back. It's to say that fire Congress. There used to be a group called GO, G-O-O-O-H, Get Out of Our House, which was to fire the politicians and get citizen representation in there. And it was really going pretty good. The guy was on, I'm trying to remember his name, Tim. He was on Fox News one time way back when. They said the switchboard lit up like crazy. They never had him on Fox News again. That tells you something. But it's a problem that Americans have known for a while. We've got to get rid of the slime that's in there, but they have so much control. The slime like Mitch McConnell. And let's see, is anybody, yep, if you can want to send me an email letting me know whether you can hear me or send me a text. Otherwise, I'm going to keep talking for a little while here, and if I still can't get on, we'll kind of wrap up the show and make it a little bit earlier, shorter show for tonight. And once again, I'll try to log in and see if they have it fixed. The fun times at Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, we have a very bad situation. It's so sad because it truly is because the people were brainwashed and so much propaganda and poor education that somehow we just were naive and trusted these people to be honorable, to do the decent thing, even though many of us, for many years, the root of all evil, greed and the need of power. And the greed and the power went to these people's heads because there were no term limits. Term limits are a big issue. Okay. And this type of thing. So it's really been it's a self-inflicted wound to a certain degree because we, the people, allowed it to get this way. And then we go down, I'm just going to go down a few things that are happening right now, but okay, everybody heard about the Trump ruling. How insane is that? I really hope that New York City and New York goes bankrupt. That's what they need to do. I really hope the truckers don't go in there. I'm sure there's going to be some that will. But I hope there's enough that don't that send a message. We need to be united. We can't all survive individually. If the states were more sovereign, they could do a lot more on their own. But we know that's not the case these days. But the whole point is we are supposed to be united states. We're supposed to come together. We're supposed to be one. But that's not happening. So I really do hope the truckers send a message to New York and New York City. Then very disappointing. This is when we talk about the Republican Party. Kristi Noem out of South Dakota. She sits silent while the GOP cedes property rights. These are, and you know, if, and I called her office. This is the governor of South Dakota. And I called her office and I left a message. And if it was really true, if this is what she did, which I'm pretty sure it is, Blaze Media was one reporting it, and if by some crazy, crazy chance Trump would make her his VP candidate, I would not vote for Trump. We don't need traitors like her in the office. We've had enough traitors. And it also would show to me that Trump still hasn't figured out how to bring the right people around him because you're obviously a traitor. You do so much talking about the freedom, the ranchers, and all the Constitution and the liberty and the rights of people to do what they choose, and then you go ahead and you cave in on property rights with your Republican friends? How sick is that? How sick is that? So if that was the case, I forget her. McCarthy's out there playing all sorts of tricks. You know, he's going to show how high and mighty he is because he's such a good Republican and he's such a good American, trying to destroy those because he was dethroned because he didn't honor his word. He was dethroned as the Speaker of the House because he lied. The only way he got the job was because he lied and said what he would do, and then he never did it. He lied over and over again. But because of his lying, it's given him a lot of power within certain circles out there. And so he's got this money. And so now he's going to try to sabotage those who were against him, those who wanted him to be honest, the nerve of those other representatives, congressional representatives, who wanted him to be honest, the nerve of them. So now he's out there trying to take the advantage of the money that he has. His money is kind of like Soros money, if you think about it, really. His money is from the dirty money of the GOP, and try to take down those who took him down. So we'll see another enemy from within. The Republican Party is just scum. They're stupid. They're idiotic. They're selfish. I mean, the Democrats, most of the followers of the Democratic Unit Party, whatever you want to call it, Communist Party, they just follow what they're told, and they all unite together. And I mean, half of them don't know why they do the things they do, but they just do it because that's what they're told. And the Republican Party, you got people all over the board because they're truly Democrats. The ultimate example of rhinos. Mitch McConnell is not a Republican, not in what the Republican Party used to stand for when it was founded. He's slime. He's scum. is a communist. He's a traitor. But now he knew what to do. He knew to be on his best behavior when helping with those Supreme Court justices, because he knew Trump wouldn't endorse him if he didn't do that. So he played the game, and he got reelected. Of course, I don't think that's going to happen again, but I don't really know that he's – right now, who knows if there's not going to be a total meltdown of this government by the end of this year. There's been so many things going on. And then some other interesting things that came across some of the news, conservative, I'll say true news versus alternative news versus the fake news. Apparently, you know, they keep talking about Michelle Obama, Michael Obama, Michelle Obama, whatever she really is, she is. Something in reference to her history in the black community. She really, if you want to go and find somebody who didn't like the black community, it would be Michelle. You got to go out there and do some searching on this, how she exploited the black community, how she put them out of their homes. And their it's really disgusting stuff, a little bit I was looking at. But this is who they, and of course this is all going to come out if in fact they put her out there as the replacement for Biden. But then again, we have the lady who's the vice president now, Kamala Harris. She is ready to be president. She made some statement to that effect. Yep, she's ready to be president. Not a problem. She's got it covered. Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy? I don't feel safe with either of those two people, between Biden and her. And so that was another one that was going on. And then, as I said earlier, we really do need to fire Congress. It's time to fire Congress. And I'm trying to see if anybody... Okay, I'm being told, nope, you can't hear me. I get a message saying wireless customer is not accepting calls. The wireless customer is not accepting calls. That was the latest message. Okay, well, I'm going to talk for just a few more minutes. But we can see that Blog Talk Radio is not working again. Once again, we're having problems. Anyway, we have to fire Congress, too. We have to realize that our country is being totally taken over right now by anything and everything. The CIA and the games they've played, manipulating the elections, going after Trump and the people on his campaign, and just everything about it. We are so un-American today. What is happening across the board in this country, in this culture, is un-American. It totally is un-American. However, there's an awful lot of us that still truly believe and aren't willing to surrender yet. And we are the ones who have to take the right actions. We have to push the message out there. We have to continue on and not let them trash us. Just like these truckers in New York City, in New York, the best thing is sending a loud message. And if I could figure a way to have truly an American shutdown, as in, how would they boycott the federal government today and then boycott your state government on some other day. Boycott the government. Pull the plug. Say, well, we're not doing anything today, and you're going to see how long you survive without any of us out here. Won't be easy to do. It really won't, but it could be done. Because we have to send a message that we are fed up with what they're doing. What they're doing is unconstitutional. This garbage with this thing in New York and the Trump case, I mean, I don't care whether you like Trump or not. That really, the question isn't whether you like Trump or not. The question is what's right and wrong, what's good and evil. And they can't, you can't have a crime if there's no victim. There was no victim. Who's the victim? There isn't any. The victims are going to come now because of the money they're going to lose by what they've done to Trump and his business in New York City. There's going to be those people who are going to pay a price now because the jobs will be lost. The tax revenues will be going down. I mean, all the different things that are going to happen as trying to put Trump out of business in New York City. Anybody that would want to do that want to do that, which is what this is. This is all political nonsense. They want to do this. And it's going to, they're harming the people. But you got to keep asking, why would they harm the people? Why are they so against Trump? And that truly is the key message. Why are they so against Trump? Because he's kind of like a second founding father of this country, which is the reason why I'm kind of talking about some of this too on President's Day, Washington's birthday. He wants to restore America to its independence and its strength and its glory, where you have this other element out there that wants to shut us down, who wants to destroy this country and make us part of one world order, the United Nations being the central government or whatever, and they don't like it. And that is why it's so important to actually teach kids about our history. And I'm going to go ahead. One other thing real quick, and I will definitely talk more about this next week. If you got my email about the show, make sure you go down to the bottom and see the information about the Electoral College. There is an awful lot of questions, a lot of discussion about this Electoral College right now. And I want to make sure anybody who's listening to me knows I am not against the Electoral College. That is not my problem. I think it's there for the right reason, and I believe we should keep it to help prevent a couple of states from taking over everything, controlling everything. So I think we need the Electoral College. So please do not misunderstand me when I criticize the electors, the way the electors are selected. My problem is we have two very corrupt parties called the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, RNC, DNC, who own our ballot box. That is not right. Because of the way the state appoints the electors, and they have the power to do this. If you go out there and you listen to this show, because I listened to this over the weekend, and let me see if I can find the name of it. It is the Electoral College with Edward Foley. He's a constitutional professor from the still not getting any messages through and still can't hear anything. He is a professor, constitutional professor at Ohio State, and he was going through the whole thing about the Electoral College, the 12th Amendment, the Election Count Act of 1877, a lot of information, and time again, it talks about the states having the right to pick these electors. And I think that's what we have to do. We have to change the way these states appoint these electors. We have to not allow two parties to totally own our election, because that's what happens today. Two parties totally own it. Doesn't matter what I think. Not really. I mean, they sort of try to play when they have these primaries, open, close, whatever they may be. They pretend. But the truth is the system's already rigged because of who they have controlling it, the RNC and the DNC. They own our ballot box for the presidential election. They own a lot of it when it comes to the other elections, but not 100%. But when it comes to the election of the president, they own the election. They own the ballot box. And that's wrong. Two corrupt organizations. I mean, if you truly think the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, which to me is some combination of a uniparty, communist party, if you truly believe they are serving your interest, the interest of the American people, in protecting and defending this country, I would just have to disagree with you, because I don't think they do. So they are that part has to be changed. So I do believe we need to improve the language of the Electoral College, but not to get rid of it. We just need to clean it up so that we don't have corrupt organizations, corporations, private entities controlling the election of our president. We the people should control it. And I don't want the mass democracy, mob rule kind of thing. I still want an Electoral College. I just want to clean up how the electors are appointed. And I'm going to go ahead and say a couple of things here about Washington, George Washington, and then I'm going to closed down unless they finally get us up and running, because I don't know that that's happening. I thought this was really good. This is one of Washington's quotes. I never heard this one until just today. This is on the Reader's Digest site here. A sensible woman can never be happy with a fool. A sensible woman can never be happy with a fool. George Washington, letter to Eleanor, back in March 21st of 1796. Okay, and then let's see. We'll read some of the other ones. Let's see. Few men have virtue to withstand the highest bidder. We see that today. He was very much against the political parties and also foreign involvement. It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world. That was September 19, 1796. Liberty, when it begins to take root, is a plant of rapid growth. March of 1788. And it's better to offer no excuse than a bad excuse. This was a message he had to Harriet Washington on October 30th, 1791. Okay, arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused. This was 1783. Where is his other one? The political parties. I know it's in here. Let's see. Let me pull up his other quotes. Okay. You can. Let's see here. Oh, and the other thing, just as kind of an FYI, history. His birthday, technically George Washington's birthday, was February 11th. But this was due to the fact February 11th, they changed it to February 22nd. This was switching from the Julian calendar, Gregorian calendar, and this kind of thing. So it was because of switching to the Gregorian calendar from the Julian calendar, and this changed it. By this calendar, George Washington's birthday is February 22nd, 1732. Okay, it's impossible to govern the world without God. It's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God and to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly implore his protection and favor. And then he has the other in reference to the political parties. I'm going to find how he warns us about the political parties. Okay, let's see here. Let's see, we'll find it. Okay. And I'm going to try one more time to see if anything happens and try to log on to Blog Talk again. And some of the other quotes. If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. This was March of 1783. Guard against the impostures pretended patriotism. That was part of his farewell address. And I'm going to take a quick look at his farewell address, since I can't seem to find the other one in reference to parties. Okay, let's see here. And I really wish I knew somebody was listening, and we'll see if anybody can hear this later on. Okay. The unity of government which constitutes you one people, it is also now dear to you. It is justly so, for it is your main pillar and edifice of your real independence, the support of your tranquility at home, your peace abroad, of your safety and your prosperity, of that very liberty which you so highly prize. But as easy as it is to foresee that from different causes and from different quarters much pains will be taken, many artifices employed to weaken in your minds the conviction of this truth. As this is the point where you, in your political fortress against which the batteries of internal and external enemies will be most constantly and actively directed. And just keep that in mind. He warned us. It's always going to be those who want what we have. And then in all combinations and associations under whatever plausible character with the real design to direct, control, counteract, or awe the regular deliberation and action of the constituted authorities are destructive of this fundamental principle and of fatal tendency. They serve to organize faction, to give an artificial and extraordinary force to put in the place of the delegated will of a nation, the will of a party. Often a small but artful and enterprising minority of the community, and accordingly to the alternate triumphs of different parties, to make the public administration the mirror of the ill-concerted and incongruous projects of faction rather than the organ of consistent and wholesome plans digested by common councils and modified by mutual interests. However, combinations or associations of the above description may now and then answer popular ends, they are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engine which have lifted them to unjust dominion. And now I'm getting a message about 90 seconds, like the show is over. So we will take one more shot at this and see if it's doing anything. Okay. Well, as of right now, it is still not working, and it's almost 7:30, so... thank you, everyone, for trying to tune in, and God bless America. Say a prayer for America. I love my country. It's my government I'm afraid of. Good night.